this morning with a bad hangover, and my penis was missing again. This happens all the time, it's detachable. This comes in handy a lot of the time. I can leave it home when I think it's going to get me in trouble, or I can rent it out when I don't need it. But now and then I go to a party, get drunk, and the next morning I can't, for the life of me, remember what I did with it. First I looked around my apartment and I couldn't find it, so I called up the place where the party was. They hadn't seen it either. I asked them to check the medicine cabinet, cause for some reason I leave it there sometimes, but not this time. So I told them if it pops up to let me know. I called a few people who were at the party, but they were no help either. I was starting to get desperate. I really don't like being without my penis for too long. It makes me feel like less of a man, and I really hate having to sit down every time I take a leak. After a few hours of searching the house and calling everyone I could think of, I was starting to get very depressed, so I went to the Kiev and ate breakfast. Then as I walked down 2nd Avenue towards St. Mark's Place, where all those people sell used books and other junk on the street, I saw my penis lying on a blanket next to a broken toaster oven. Some guy was selling it. I had to buy it off him. He wanted 22 bucks, but I talked him down to 17. I took it home, washed it off, and put it back on. I was happy again, complete. People sometimes tell me I should get it permanently attached, but I don't know. Even though sometimes it's a pain in the ass, I like having a detachable penis.
You're tuned in to Campus and Community Radio with CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba.
Hi, this is Death Cassette wishing CKUW 95.9 FM a happy 25 years on the FM dial.
I want to be, I just want to sit alone and kind of She'll make you breakfast, she'll make you toast, but she don't use butter, and she don't use cheese, she don't use jelly.
Thank you. Oh, yeah, CKUW 95.9 FM. Hello. It's late at night. It's 2:16 in the a.m., and there's another set that I did not create, and thank goodliness I didn't, because woo, we're starting to run out of steam, but we're going to make it, man. We're going to make it. We only got about 44 minutes left to go, and if you just joined in, I just got back from the freaking cabin about 6 hours ago, and it was a great one, but man, my old bones can't take that stuff no more. Dang, crazy. We just heard a set from my buddy Elon, who was at the cabin, and made the cabin that much more better. That's for damn sure. So we just heard Weezer with Say It Ain't So from their self-titled 1994 debut. DGC Records put it out. The Flaming Lips, the Mighty Flaming Lips. Before that was She Don't Use Jelly from Transmissions from the Satellite Heart. But I actually played it from... hold on a second. I actually have the CD. Remember this? The MTV Buzzbin. Buzzbin. Hey, Buzzbin. How are you? The Future of Buzz Clips. What does that say? From a... I can't even read that. Anyways, my mind is blown. But listen to this thing. 311 are on this. The Cardigans. Love Me Love. Not a Surfer in here. The Folk Implosion. The Counting Crows. Primitive Radio Gods. Standing. Oh, no. Cake, of course. The Goo Goo Dolls. Live. Early Live, too. From, what was that record called? I can't remember now. Mental Jewelry, that's the one. Jeez. I'll get it. It's just going to take me a while. And the Chemical Brothers are on here, and D'Angelo as well. So pretty cool little compilation, MTV Buzzbin. And now MTV really has nothing to do with music anymore for reasons unknown to me. We heard the Killjoys before that with Today I Hate Everything. I've had days like that. From a record called Starry, 1994, Cargo Records put it out. King Missile before that with Detachable Penis. That's a pretty hilarious song. From a record called Happy Hour, 1992, Atlantic put it out. Yeah. I love that. Was Not Was. Dad, I'm in jail, man. From a record called What Up Dog, 1988, Chrysalis Records put it out. Remember that song for me. I was introduced to that tune in the Pump Up the Volume with Christian Slater movie, which I still love to this day, and it's one of the reasons why I love radio is that movie. That's such a killer thing. And Porno for Pyros off the top with Pets from their self-titled debut, 1993, Warner put that sucker out. And that was a cool... I forgot about how cool that Pets song is. That's just a groovy little tune. So thanks so much, Elon. Appreciate it. Amazing. I remember I did this before listen, you know, when I asked the Zaps to do it, it was off the top of their head. Like, I basically handed them a notebook during the interview and said, hey, man, can you give me some songs? And they just off the top of their head gave it to me. And then I messaged Elon, and he was like, here, take these. He's like, I got no theme. And I'm like, I don't need no theme. Just give me the tunes. And he did. And Chris was the same. Chris was like, here's six tunes. Let's go. And boy, they've been great. And this is one of the reasons why I do a radio show. I want to learn about new music, and I want to resurrect old music. You know what I mean? Like Pets, for instance, and Was Not Was. And man, I haven't played a King Missile song for freaking ever. Good grief. So anyways, thanks everyone for doing it. We're not done yet, though. I'll tell you what, it was Canada Day weekend, and we played an awful lot of Tragically Hip. My buddy Dan was in charge of the music. So we got a Tragically Hip set coming up. We're going to play six of his top 25 Tragically Hip songs. For me, it's fascinating when you ask somebody, hey, could you give me, like, just off the top of your head, give me five Hip songs? And I think everybody on planet Earth is going to be different. Like, I don't think anyone's ever given me the same Hip songs. Everyone's like, oh, this is, and I'm like, that's fascinating that you love those songs, you know, or those are the songs that came to your mind, you know, before anything else. It's pretty cool. So, but listen, let's do a CKW concert and an event thing right now. We're going to do it again. The Zaps Pancakes EP release show. That's this Friday, July the 15th. Osborne Tap House with guests. Shit Happens. Hell yeah. Lost Planet Airmen and Second Floor Patience. It's going to be killer. 8 p.m. is the Doors, 9 p.m. is the bands. $10 is the charge, and the minimal charge at that. So get down there, and we'll see you there. It's going to be super fun. The Winnipeg Folk Festival is coming right up. By the way, next week's show is our Winnipeg Folk Festival preview show. It's going to be wicked. Well, I think it's going to be wicked. Maybe you won't, but I think it's going to be good. That's going July the 11th to the 14th. So, geez, please. I'm scared about this this rainfall. I'm not down with so much rain, especially out in the middle of a field. So, anyway, we'll see what happens. Hey, man, did you hear Neil Young has canceled his July the 17th Blue Cross Park show, along with the whole rest of his tour? So, I don't know the details quite yet, but... I hope it's like apparently there's like a lot of sickness in the Neil Young camp. So I don't know if Neil Young and all of Crazy Horse are sick or if Neil Young's sick or if Neil Young's even sick. Maybe it's just some of the fellows in Crazy Horse, but I wish them well. And hopefully we get a rebooking at some point, because that would be pretty cool to see Neil back in the old Winnipeg, in his old stomping grounds. Rock in the Fields of Minnedosa is August the 2nd to the 4th. Billy Idol and Platinum Blonde, good grief. August the 6th, Canada Life Center, the Ripcords, the legendary Ripcords. They're here with Your Mom and 2 Years Late. That's August 8th at the Bulldog Event Center. Boy, oh boy. Folks, the last I checked, this NoFX Circle Jerks and special guest show is getting pretty damn packed, so don't delay on your tickets. That's August 14th and 15th at the Burton Cummings Theater, and of course, this is NoFX final tour, and I believe them. I don't think they're jerking us around, so take that to the bank. Rainbow Trout Music Festival is August 16th to the 18th. Great lineup. Check it out online. Steve Earle Solo, August 18th, that's at the Burton Cummings Theater. The Burt Block Party is August 22nd to the 25th. Winnipeg Punk Fest, we were talking about that earlier with the Zaps. That's the 23rd and 24th of August at the Royal Albert Arms. Then we got another punk rock festival coming. It's the SOS Fest. That's September 13th, 14th, and 15th at the Park Theater. We're waiting on some more bands on that, but who was it? John Five is playing. So if you're a guitar player, hey. Fucked Up is playing September 17th at the Park. Social Distortion and the Bell Rays have rebooked for Wednesday, September the 25th at the Burton Cummings Theater. Joel Plaskett from Thrush Hermit fame, and of course, more recently, Solo, August 5th, Park Theater. Donovan Woods, October 11th, Burton Cummings Theater. The Watchmen are October the 11th at Club Regent Event Center. The Dropkick Murphys and Pennywise, oh, wow. October 19th, Burton Cummings Theater. Boy Golden from Winnipeg is back at her, and he's back at the Burton Cummings. October the 20th, hell yeah. Sarah McLaughlin. November 12th, Canada Life. Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band is November 13th at Canada Life. And lastly, and not leastly, it's Heart and Backman Turner Overdrive, and that's November 24th, and that is at Canada Life Center. So lots going on, and lots more to be announced. We'll try and keep you up to date on everything, because it's hard, though, man. There's a lot going on. So, as mentioned before, lots of Tragically Hip on the Canada Day weekend in my world, and so here's six Tragically Hip songs in a row. They're all my buddy Dan's pick. He's from Saskadelphia, and here we go. We're going to start with one that I love just as much as Dan does. This is Are We Family. It's CKUW. It is 95.9 FM, and it's Night Danger Radio till 3 in the morning. It's 2:25. We're getting there. We might make it.
Where he goes, the puzzle's pulling apart. And
Here's the scene, you're yelling calmly up the street. Are we family or what? Surely go crazy the law, and more often than not, admission to the battles is free. Here it goes, give me $10 and a head start. Here's where it goes, pulling the puzzle apart. And here's the scene where you whisper down to the street. Are we family? Sisters and brothers, woke, woke, lover, and the boys have too many ants. Are we family? Let's take it to the nth degree. Here we go, give us $10 and a head start. Here's where we go, the puzzle's pulling apart. And here's the scene, your horse is going the wrong way up the street. Are we family? Then nothing can. Are we family?
Where you face full of nothing. You never know, could have been one of those looks of longing.
Listening to CKUW 95.9 FM here in Winnipeg.
Hi, this is the famous Sandhawks wishing CKUW 95.9 FM a happy 25 years on the FM dial.
CKUW is my love, it sets my arena on fire. The tonic, the trip, chains of classics.
Exit is here, and we've come too far to just feel like this, yeah. We've come too far to be feeling like this.
Certain, certain, you want to, want to. Certain, certain, you want to, want to.
About this map, a bit out of date. Territory shifted and things get renamed. There's coups, revolutions, and boundaries blur. Volcanoes and earthquakes turn words into birds.
You're certain, certain, it's one and one, two. You're certain, certain, you wanna, wanna, wanna know about all about this map. It
this map, here we are here, see this is me, and there you are there, and there's got to be more than just a despair, there's got to be more than just a despair.
Certain, certain, one, 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 one,
make you scared. If you want me to, I'm not prepared. But if I have to, I said I can make you scared. It's kind of what I do. If you're prepared, here's what I propose to do. You're in Russia, in more a million works of art, whisked out to the world. When the Nazis find the whole place dark, thank God's left the museum for good. Make you scared, that's what I do. If you're prepared, if I have to, if I make you scared, and you pay me to, that's the deal. Now here's what I can do for you. There's a focus screw that can prove this is all nothing but cold calculation. Tests have shown that suspicious or hostile, their lives need not be shortened. Truth be told, they can live a long, long while, tickled to death by their own parts. If you make me scared, that's what you do. If I'm unclear, can I get out? Thing with me and you. If you feel scared, a bit confused, I gotta say, this sounds a little beyond anything I'm used to. There's a precious few that can prove that at the root, this is all nothing but cold calculation. In quite a crowd, as kids wade through blood out to it to play. Okay, you made me scared, you did what you set out to do. I'm not prepared, you really had me going there for a minute or two. You said you made me scared too. I wasn't sure I was getting through. I've gotta go. Been a pleasure doing business with you.
CKW 95.9 FM. Hello, it's the Night Danger Radio Show. We're closing her down. It's 2:52 in the morning. And, well, happy belated Canada Day, everybody. And we played a lot of Tragically Hip over at the old Top Secret Hideout location. And my buddy Dan from Saskadelphia was in charge of the whole thing, and he was responsible for all that hip that we played all weekend. Good grief. A lot of it was live bootleg stuff, which is pretty cool, some of which I haven't heard before, which is wonderful. But he gave me a top 25 list of his top 25 hip songs, and I was like, wow, holy cow. So that inspired the whole thing. We just heard Sherpa from Trouble at the Hen House, 1996, and MCA put that out. Actually, Universal Music put it out, but whatever. We heard Scared. What a great song that is, from Day for Night, which came out in 1994, and again, Universal put it out. We heard About This Map, great, great, great song, from Now for Plan A, and that one came out in 96. And, well, who put that out? Yeah, I don't know. It says The Incorporated. I don't know what that. I think it was MCA, but who am I to say? We'll Go Two before that from Fully Completely, 1992, Universal, and Locked in the Trunk of a Car, also from Fully Completely before that. And off the top, one of my favorite hip songs, Are We Family, from maybe my least favorite hip record of all time, In Between Evolution, that came out in 2004. And again, it's Universal Music putting out most of the tragically hip stuff, for sure. So, kind of sad note, though. You know, I heard some terrible news, as you many of you that listened before podcasts and this or whatever. Like, there's no internet or no cell service up at the top secret hideout location. So, I'm playing a little bit of, you know, I'm behind the eight ball here a little bit. So, I'm catching up on all the stuff that happened while I was gone. And one piece of news was really, really sad. And terrible. And yeah, I just want to say, you know, I think, you know, you got to live your life now, you know, and quit procrastinating about tomorrow, because you just never know what's going to happen. It's super duper unpredictable. And yeah, it's some sad, sad news on my side. A friend of mine, yeah. More or less. So we'll leave it at that. But yeah, don't procrastinate. Get out there and do your stuff. Because like I said, you just never know. So pretty crazy stuff. Listen, we're a couple weeks away, or what are we, a week and a half away from the Winnipeg Folk Festival? Good grief. Unfortunately, I'm not doing media this year, so I can't share all my cool pictures or nothing with you, or get any cool interviews from the bands. But I guess my time was up. And there's a couple other people, though, doing, I don't know who it is, but there's a couple of people covering Folk Fest from CKW, so I don't know if they're going to do, you know, anything with posting anything online, or they're just going to do something with their own show, but we're going to do a Folk Fest preview show next week, so make sure you tune in. Because we're going to play a whole bunch of folk bands, and we're going to do some old classics and some new. So anyways, thanks so much for tuning in. I really, really appreciate it. We're going to end with King Cobb Steely. So yeah, thanks for listening again, and tune in next week for more for some Folk Fest stuff. We'll get you ready for the fest. Take care, everyone. See you. Bye. Could